Okay, hello everybody, and welcome to our Tuesday night Core Health Products Health and Wellness Education Call. My name is Shan Stratton. I'm the President and CEO of Core Health Products, and it gives me great pleasure to welcome you to this call that we do every other Tuesday night. And our goal on these calls, folks, is always to provide the best education and motivation and truly enlighten people regarding what we believe to be true principles of complete health and wellness. There's so much information out there, and you see so much information. You hear different information on TV or at different things, at different conferences. You read information on the websites. So we truly try and provide what we believe is the most simple way to get back to the core principles of nature. And honestly, that's why I named the company Core Health Products, is we've got to get back to the core principles that provide health and wellness. Here at Core Health Products, we truly believe that complete health and wellness is much more than just one product, or one company, or one program, or one exercise, or one belief system. Complete, or what we refer to as holistic health, really requires what we believe to be attention to all of these different areas, and even more. And so we always want to make sure that people understand we're not here to say that we are the only company with the only great products. There are some fantastic products and programs and companies and educators, and we want to try and merge as many of them together and bring as many of them as guests on our calls so that people really have the education that they're looking for. And that's really what our goal is here at Core Health Products, is to be an educational resource as well. Rather than just selling a product or a program, we really want to provide the education and the services as well as every other aspect to helping people find that health and energy and vitality that I know so many people are looking for in America today. We're in a day and age where there's so many challenges with health, and we have more sicknesses, we have more degenerative diseases, more cancer, more diabetes, more cholesterol, more heart disease than ever before in history. And so we want to be an educational source, a resource for people to come to on these calls and hear the guest speakers and go to our website at corehealthproducts.com and have the different educational opportunities that are really needed. Now, before I introduce our guest speaker tonight, because it truly is a special opportunity that we have this speaker, I want to give you just a quick background, if you will, of who is Core Health Products. We're really a culmination of over 75 years of nutritional expertise, product formulation, health education, nutritional research and development, and hands-on experience with the end user. When I started creating, if you will, and pulling all the pieces together to Core Health Products, I knew that there were so many people out there that had much more education, much more experience, much more knowledge than I had, and that if I could pull these people together to create what we now call Core Health Products, that we would have a successful company on many fronts, not just sales, but helping and educating and service and charity and different things that we're involved with as well. We have an advisory team, folks, that's made up of doctors, nutritionists, formulators. We have a couple of long-time experienced business experts on our advisory team, as well as representation from general America consumer. I think that's always very important as well, because that's really the people that we need to touch and help and provide this information to. Now, not only do our products and services reach the masses out there, but we know in today's day and age that with the internet, that we also have to have an internet, an online presence as well. You'll notice on our website at corehealthproducts.com that we have a video resources section there that has a bunch of 3-minute short videos that help people understand what are enzymes, what are probiotics, what are whole food vitamins, and how do they differ from the other vitamin products in the marketplace? What is alkaline water? What is pH, and how does pH play into what we do? That's really what Core Health Products is all about. Many of you know that that I and our team here at Core Health Products has worked with for many, many years, but more recently worked with some very big-name professional athletes. Kurt Warner, who's a future Hall of Fame quarterback. He's currently on Dancing with the Stars, a very close friend of mine. He is a very avid Core Health Products fan. Donovan McNabb, quarterback for the Washington Redskins. Mike Bibby, an NBA player. Nicole Castrelli, an LPGA professional women's golfer. We have many professional athletes using, promoting, tweeting about our products. But folks, honestly and most importantly, it's the general consumer. It's those individuals that are out there that are saying Core Health Products is making a difference. It's touching our lives. It's helping us find that energy, that vitality that we've looked for many, many years. I am proud to say, many of you heard me say 2 weeks ago on our conference call that for the first week in the life of our company, we had over 2,000 hits in 1 week on our website. I'm now happy to say that for the last 2 weeks, we have averaged over 2,500 hits per week on our website at corehealthproducts.com. The videos are pulling in a lot of viewers. So folks, I believe that we're touching people, that we're providing the information that people need to hear and the products that we'll continue to expand and provide to people. Now, in light of all of that and what Core Health Products is all about, as I said in the beginning, we truly have to pull in all the various aspects of health and wellness. And it's more than just a product or a company. It's a lot of different things. And the guest speaker that we have on tonight is someone that I have great respect for, someone that I've become very close friends with over the past couple of years. I've watched him command the respect of people in the health industry, doctors, general population. We've spoke on the same stage at many events, and this individual is someone that you're going to want to listen to because he brings a different aspect into tonight's call, and that is really the value of alkaline water. I've been involved in health and nutrition from the supplementation standpoint for 16 years and had believed for all of these years that supplementation was the most important aspect to getting the body into that state of what we refer to as homeostasis, and that with enzymes and probiotics that we could create more of an alkaline body rather than acidic. But thanks to people like our guest speaker tonight, someone that has amazing credentials, I have learned that alkaline water is just as important, if not more important, to the balancing and improving of the individual health of America than almost anything else that's out there. Folks, this guest speaker that we have tonight, he's a member of the Idaho Naturopathic Physicians Association. He's a member of the International Association of Medical Acupuncturists. He's a past president and current member of the board of directors for the International Iridology Practitioners. He's on the faculty of the Intermountain Institute of Natural Health. He's a master herbalist. And anybody that knows about herbs, a master herbalist is someone that has great knowledge of how the body works, what makes the body work, nutritional expertise. He has a BS in natural health, and just an all-around heck of a good guy. I know that he's right now in St. George, Utah, and he took his time to call in tonight to spend some time with us to really help us understand how and why enzymes and probiotics that I promote through my company go hand-in-hand with Kangen alkaline water. Folks, I introduce to you a good friend of mine, Dr. Dave Carpenter. Dr. Dave, you here with us tonight?
I'm here, Sam. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine. I really appreciate, as I know everyone else on the line appreciates you taking your time tonight and being on the call with us.
Oh, it's certainly my pleasure. I always appreciate the chance to visit with you and just share information with people and educate people. That's really, I think, the biggest aspect and challenge in our field is just helping people get correct information so that they can make a better decision about their health.
Well, that's exactly it. And I know you and I have spent a lot of time together at these different conferences and over dinner and sitting together talking about some of these principles and the things that people need to hear. And we both agreed that so many of the things we've taught in the past, still very vitally important, the enzymes, the probiotics, and all of that. But we also now know, Dr. Dave, as you're an advocate of this alkaline water that is really taken the country by storm in a lot of respects. We're seeing growth that's just unprecedented. If you would, spend a few minutes and let's talk about, first of all, what is alkaline water and how is that different from the other waters that people drink on an everyday basis?
Well, that's a great question, Shan. I'll see if I can do that justice. First of all, to answer your question, alkaline water is somewhat misleading because when we say alkaline, people think that it just has to be water that's alkaline. Well, you can take any kind of water, no matter how polluted or dirty, and you can make it alkaline just by adding something like baking soda. So what we're really talking about is something a little bit more complex and a lot more healthy. But before I totally explain that, let me just back up for a minute, folks, and explain to you this. The human body should be, if it's hydrated properly, as a child, 90% water, and as an adult, roughly 70 to 75% water. That means there's more water inside your skin than anything else. If you're a 150-pound person, for example, and you're hydrated properly, there's about 10 gallons of water inside your skin. Now, doesn't it make sense that the quality of that water is going to have a direct impact on the efficiency of the cells? Remember that your blood, which transports all of your nutrients in and all your waste away, is 95% water. It's always intriguing to me when people tell me their blood pressure is going up, and you ask them how much water they drink, and they look at you like, well, why are you asking that? Well, it's the most basic logical question there possibly could be, since 95% of your blood is water. If you're not drinking enough, it's going to thicken your blood and make your blood pressure go up. So just very common sense things are important. When we start talking about this microionized water, this alkalized water, what we're really talking about is water that is the perfect water from nature. If you study the groups of people on the planet who live the longest, you'll find that they all have one thing in common. They all live high in the mountain areas where there is lots of glacier milk. Now, glacier milk simply means that this is water that's coming off the ice, the glacier ice, and it's full of minerals from the plants that have been decayed from the summer before and absorb into that water, and it almost looks white. But there's something else important about this water. Those minerals, by the way, make that water slightly alkaline. Depending on how many minerals are in it will depend on how alkaline it is. But there's something else important. That water that's very, very cold coming off that ice has a structure different than water that has been warmed up or kept in a bottle. We call it hexagonal, and the experts in water, like Dr. Mushik John, PhD from Korea, who's written over 275 peer-reviewed articles on water, written more books on water than anybody I can find, he says that this is the perfect water for humans, plants, and animals, because these microclustered droplets of water or molecules of water are much easier passed through the system and into the cells than water that is not microclustered, or in other words, the molecules are stuck together in larger groups. It's more difficult for the body to use what we would call regular water than it is this special glacier milk water. Well, what's interesting is how there are now machines. The technology was actually invented by the Russians, and they learned how they can use electricity to do the same thing to water. The electricity literally causes the molecules to split, causes the water to be more easily absorbed by the body, And this is important because, as you know, Shan, an athlete can drink this water. And normal water, you drink a quart of water and you go around sloshing like you swallowed a water balloon full of water for about 30 minutes. You drink this water and you drink a whole liter of it, and within 5 minutes it's completely absorbed into your body because it's so much easier for the body to absorb. So these properties are hugely important. And when we call it alkaline water, we're really misleading people a little bit, aren't we? Because it makes them think that it's just some sort of an alkaline mineral's been added. You could do that with calcium or you know, like I said earlier, even with sodium bicarbonate, which most people call baking soda.
And let me add right there, because what you're talking about is really something that is really most important. As we've taught for many years, it's more about nutrient utilization than simply consumption, and we're doing that same thing with the water. We're teaching more about the utilization of the water going into the body rather than just consumption of that water. And that's why what you're talking about right there is why Carlos Dansby, he's a linebacker for the Miami Dolphins. One of the first things he told me earlier in this year was, he said, "Shan, I've done everything the same I've always done for my career, but now when I drink this water, I can drink as much as I want right before I go out there on the field, and I don't feel it in my stomach." So that's what he's talking about, because it's been utilized or absorbed at a higher rate, correct?
That's exactly right. Exactly. And that's hugely important for everybody, because in order for the cell to heal itself and to detoxify itself, it has to take more water in and get more water out. And if you can do that, your cells are going to be more efficient. And that's what microclustered water does. And you microcluster water basically two ways, by freezing it or by using either electricity or magnets to create it. And I have found that it's the electrical charging of the water that works the very best for me. In everything that I have seen with patients, it's the ionized water that's gone through an electrical process that actually causes this water to microcluster the most efficiently, which is why people notice it the most.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. And again, going back to just saying that we have to in all aspects. And again, that's why I've taught enzymes so importantly, because enzymes enhance the utilization of the nutrients coming into the body rather than just consumption. The same principle with this water. And quite honestly, that's what made me take a look at this technology, was that when I was told that we could improve the utilization of that water, that's when it started making sense to me. So the microclustering is, as you said, really probably the most important aspect of all of it. But then there's also another aspect that we teach a lot about, and that's the ORP, correct?
Well, that's correct. And ORP, as you know, stands for oxidative reduction potential. In other words, it has a high antioxidant property. And antioxidants, although I think we teach them incorrectly to some degree, antioxidants are basically part of the body's processes, and if we have them, if there's too many antioxidants, too many oxidants and not enough antioxidants, that's when we start seeing the aging process increase. That's when we start seeing free radical damage. And so antioxidants are very important for the body to stay youthful and flexible, and for performance to be enhanced and all those kinds of things. And any time you have ionized water from a machine that really works, and there are many out there that do not, folks, I'm just going to warn you up front, in the 17 years I've been working with this type of water, I can tell you there's a lot of ionizers out there who say they do it, but I can tell you they don't. But the bottom line is, if you've got a good one, then it's creating antioxidant-rich, alkaline, microclustered water. And that changes the game, because now everything that you eat, which contains vitamins and minerals and amino acids and fatty acids and so on, is going to be able to be utilized better by your body. And then if you add enzymes like Shan's talking about, which help break this food down and help carry it into and utilize it at the cellular level, you're going to get a higher level of energy, you're getting a higher level of performance, and a higher level of repair from damage as well.
And that's really where the antioxidants come in. So often people think of antioxidants because of the marketing that's out there in the marketplace, that antioxidants are really only beneficial to reduce the risks of cancer or what have you, when in reality, antioxidants play probably the most important role of various functions throughout the body. Everything from the repairing process to fending off the negative effects of the environmental factors, but the part that I think we're talking about is the antioxidants being able to reduce the inflammatory responses within the body, which is really, according to many experts, and I think you would agree, inflammatory responses or challenges in the body may be the leading cause to disease.
Well, it's certainly one of them, and I think another one is oxygen deprivation, but you're absolutely right. When you start dealing with a higher level of hydration first, a higher level of available electrons or antioxidants, donors in this case, electron donors, you're talking about the body now has what it needs to perform at a higher level and to stay younger and healthier longer. It doesn't age as quickly, and that's a huge thing for all of us.
Well, there's certainly a market out there for anti-aging, isn't there?
I understand there is, Shan. You know, it's interesting. A lot of baby boomers are not going into their 60s, 70s, and 80s willingly, and they're certainly trying to figure out a way to slow that down. So every anti-aging person out there is saying that their business is booming. So I think the market is huge.
Let me make a point, because antioxidants has always been something that I've believed in. We've taught through our products that I've represented. It's certainly a very important factor of my current core health product line. But there are many antioxidants that can be taken into the body, and that is very important, and that is all well and good. But one of the most important antioxidants, the body actually produces that antioxidant, and it can't be taken in a supplemental form. And within the Core Health product line, part of what we do is we provide the precursors to help produce that SOD, or superoxide dismutase enzyme, that is an antioxidant. So, Dr. Dave, I know you've taken a real hard, serious look, and in fact made the decision to carry my Core Health product line of products in your clinic, which I'm humbled at that fact that you do that. But was that an important factor to you, to know that we're not just providing antioxidants, but we're actually naturally enhancing the body's production of that SOD, which is one of the most important enzymes. Antioxidants.
You're right, Jan. SOD is extremely important. And another one that's very important is glutathione.
Correct.
And although your products are not necessarily increasing glutathione, as SOD comes up, glutathione should be more available. And just to give you a quick overview of how important glutathione is, folks, you know, we've looked at some of the studies now with children with autism. And what they're now finding is that consistently kids with autism have very low levels of glutathione. About, it's at 100% of these kids that have been tested for that particular thing in the blood, we're finding it's very, very low compared to all the other kids in their age group. Well, if you can increase the cell's production of superoxide dismutase and that frees up more glutathione, which is another master antioxidant produced by the cell, then what you're going to see is lots of people with challenges start to see an improvement. Some may be low in SOD, some may be low in glutathione, but both of them work hand in glove. And when you start affecting those two master molecules, you start to see some amazing things happen. And so you're right on, Shan. You know, as I look at your products, one of the things I realized is that You've done a great job of formulating those products and putting those together, and you've got some really good core enzymes, probiotics, and components to help the cell be a healthier cell. And in my opinion, if you have healthy cells, you're young and vibrant and you're doing well. And if you don't, then you're sick. That's when you start having health issues. If your cells are all working right, you can do just about anything you want to do. And that, you know, physically, it's amazing. And mentally, it's amazing. But when those cells aren't working optimally, and they're not, you know, I mean, if some are working good and some are not working good, that's what we call a disease process.
And I love the point that you're talking about when you say if your cells are healthy, because that's really, if you look at all the conferences we do and all the times I hear you speak and all the times that I speak or do these types of calls, we're always talking about cellular nutrition, cellular hydration. Regardless of what hydrant you are consuming, regardless of what nutrients you are consuming, if those nutrients aren't in a form that is broken down into their most simplest, smallest, usable forms, you cannot get cellular nutrition or cellular hydration. And that's really what brings us back to what we believe to be the most effective technology for micro clustered water, the Kangen water units, and what we believe to be the best nutritional sources of vitamins and minerals and antioxidants and probiotics and enzymes and all of those factors that provide cellular nutrition and cellular hydration. And that's, I think that's a very key word that you're using there.
Well, it is, Shan, because it all starts at the cell. The cell makes or breaks you. You know, think about this. When you start out, you know, you basically started out as an egg and a sperm cell. And those united, and then they're fighting, and they keep dividing, and pretty soon all of those cells become, you know, your heart and your brain and your lungs and your muscles and your bones. And it's kind of mind-boggling when you really think about how amazing this body is. But then what happens is, as we start through our lives, we start, you know, coming into the world, and we start eating food, and some of that food's not so healthy, and some of the environment and the air we breathe in and some of the things we do, it's not as healthy. And it starts to have an influence on the cell, and inside the cell, there's something called the DNA, and the DNA is kind of like the blueprint for your house. You know, as long as the blueprint is there, somebody can come in and just remodel that house or rebuild that house if there was some damage. You know, if somebody driving home one night and they're a little topsy and they turn the corner and drive into the corner of your house, you know, it may be difficult for somebody to just come fix that damage without the blueprint. But with the blueprint, they can fix it. Well, the amazing thing about the cell is when it's healthy, it can, even if the DNA gets damaged, it can repair that. But as we age and we have more and more of these outside influences from our diet and lifestyle and our environment, and also our stinky thinking, by the way, all of these things have an impact on how the cell is able to repair and to fix that DNA. And if the DNA doesn't get fixed properly, the next time that cell divides, now you've got a slightly flawed blueprint that goes to the next generation of cells. And this is happening 24 hours a day, 7 days a week inside your body. Every time you clap your hands, every time you fall, every time you sneeze, every time somebody punches you, you know, in the shoulder, just even as a joke, you have literally millions of cells that die and are being replaced. If you just clap your hands together, just feel that tingling that's taking place when you clap your hands together, and those are cells that are dying and they're basically being replaced. Well, how do they get replaced? They get replaced by the neighborhood cell. The neighboring cells all get together and communicate and say, okay, you need to divide. So the one of the healthy cells divides and replaces the cell that died. Well, how does it divide? It's got to divide according to the blueprint. If the blueprint's faulty, then pretty soon the houses start to look different. Even though they're all supposed to look the same, they look different. You know, all those muscle cells should be exactly the same, and yet some of them start to become different because of the damage to the cell. So the cell is where it all starts, Shannon. You're absolutely correct.
Well, I love having these discussions, and I certainly hope that the listener, I continue to look at the screen here, and our numbers continue to go up, even though we're more than halfway done with the call. But the information that they're getting here from you, Dr. Carpenter, is really good information. When we're talking about, again, cellular nutrition, cellular hydration, we know, as we've discussed, that we believe that amongst all those various different quote-unquote technologies that are out there, that most of them really have just been a knockoff to the Enagic company, the Kangen water units that we promote and that we use, provides the microclustering and the ORP. But let's talk for just a minute how they really go hand in hand with the enzymes, because that's really what I've hung my hat on, if you will, for 16 years, is that enzymes and probiotics, and I've made this statement many times before, that I believe that enzymes and probiotics are more important to the future health of America as a supplement than any vitamin, mineral, and or antioxidant. Now, that's not to say that those vitamins and minerals aren't important, but when you look at it, without proper enzymes and without probiotics, our immune system cannot function, our cellular nutrition cannot function, because without those enzymes, and that's really the key in Core Health products, is enzyme-based nutrition. So how do you see, or what is the direct correlation there, and why is it so important to have the enzymes that we have in the Core Health products go hand-in-hand with a good alkaline microclustered high ORP water?
Well, Shan, enzymes is one factor, and of course the friendly bacteria is another one, and we'll talk about those both hopefully because I think they're both equally important. But enzymes, if you really understand what they do, of course in the first part of an enzyme, when you first start talking about enzymes, there's four master groups of enzymes in just digesting your food. Some digest fat, we call them lipase, and some just digest other things like protein and so on. And these four different groups have to be available to the body when they're needed just to digest your food. After the food's digested, enzymes do a lot of other things. They're involved in just about every chemical reaction in the body. So if the enzymes are not available, the body has a hard time with certain parts of or processes, depending on which enzymes it's deficient in. Giving the body more enzymes is a way to help take some of the load off of it. Does that make sense?
It does, and I love what you're saying right there. The word you used is, if they are deficient in certain enzymes, there are certain functions that cannot go on within the body. So let's take a look at a minute, all you listeners. Let's just take the enzyme protease and the family of enzymes in that protease family. Protease digests protein, which is, however you want to look at it, probably, unfortunately, a very large component of our daily intake. We eat a lot in America, meats and a lot of those high-protein foods, athletes with their protein shakes. Well, understand, guys, that enzymes cannot live above 118 degrees. So any time you cook or process any food whatsoever, but mainly in this case the proteins, you are killing that whole family, that whole strand of protein digesting enzymes before you put that food into the body. Now you are relying on the body's production of those enzymes to compensate for the enzymes you killed when you cooked or processed that food. Research is now showing us that our body cannot and is not keeping up with the production of enzymes to compensate for all the cooked and processed foods that we eat in America. And that's really why I believe, and Dr. Carpenter, you're saying, and it's why you carry these products in your clinic there, is that enzymes need to be supplemented on a daily basis. Everybody that eats any kinds of cooked or processed foods, because otherwise you're taxing that metabolic function, you're taxing that pancreatic function, you're taxing all of the systems in the body that rely on those enzymes coming in their raw, natural forms that we're just not getting enough of in America today.
Well, and I think it even goes one step further than that, in one, at least with the pancreas, Sam, because the pancreas is one of those organs that makes enzymes. And just imagine if the demand in any factory is higher than a production capability. It stresses the factory to limits, and pretty soon it just can't keep up and it breaks down. And that's often what happens with the pancreas, which many people associate the pancreas with the diabetes, for example, and it certainly is the organ that has to do with that. But regulating blood sugar and producing insulin is way down the priority list for the pancreas. There's several other things, including enzymatic production, that are way up on the priority list, higher than insulin production, which is one of the problems that many diabetics have. So, you know, I couldn't agree with you more. These enzymes are really critical, and as you were talking, I was just thinking of something that might visually really help people understand what we're talking about. And if you want to do an experiment, play with this. If you take an apple and you cut that apple in half, in fact, let's not even do that. Let's back up and I'll do it a different way and it'll even make more sense to you. Let's say that you went out and picked an apple fresh off the tree. And you were going to eat that apple and you walked in the house and you're going to wash it up just to make sure there's nothing on the surface of the apple. You wash it up good. And just as you go to, you're drying it off, the phone rings. And you go to grab the phone, which is on the counter, and as you do that, you kind of stumble to grab it, and you set the apple down a little firmly. And what happens then is you get on the phone, you forget about the apple, and you get carried away with the conversation. And you come back later, and there's a bruise on that apple. Now, the thing that's causing the bruise on the apple are enzymes. Those enzymes are already inside the apple. And if you were to leave that apple, now the skin's not broken, the skin is just there. These enzymes didn't get injected in. They were there, they're naturally occurring inside the fruit. But if you left that apple there long enough, it would just be a little puddle and then it would dry up and there would just be a little bit of residue left from that apple because the enzymes would break it down entirely over time and basically turn it into something entirely different. That's the enzyme's job. They will break that down and they will help your body utilize what's inside those little individual cells in the apple where things are stored. And they're stored there to take care of the seed of the apple, which is meant to be an apple tree someday. That was nature's way of doing that. And we benefit from that. Now, try that. Just bruise an apple, but don't damage the skin. And then take another apple and just put it in some hot water for about 5 minutes, in boiling water, and put it on the counter and watch how long it takes for that one to break down. And you'll have a pretty good idea what happens when you don't have enough enzymes in your body or your pancreas and other organs are not producing enough enzymes, which is what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yep. Well, there's certainly no doubt that the enzymes and the probiotics are vitally important. It is very visual to do some of those things, just like you talked about. A lot of the one of the visuals that I do that help people understand is I'll take some oatmeal or anything that's really cooked or processed. Oatmeal is the easiest one to do it. And we can take that oatmeal after it's been cooked and it's sitting there and it's kind of sticky and mushy. You can put some enzymes in it from my digestive health product. Put some enzymes in there, stir it around, and literally within 3 or 4 minutes, it's turning liquidy, mushy, like water. And that helps people understand that it's those enzymes that break those nutrients down into a usable form. I often tell people, Dr. Carpenter, that they look at me kind of funny when I say, did you know that the body can't even use protein? The body can't even use carbohydrates, and the body can't even use fat. It can't even use it. And they look at me oddly. What the body does use is the amino acids that the protein is broken down into. Can't use protein, but it uses the heck out of the amino acids. It doesn't use the carbohydrates. It uses the simple sugars that the enzymes break it down into. The body doesn't use fat. It uses the fatty acids that the enzymes break it down into. And that's where hopefully people are getting from the call tonight, that Core Health Products is really focused, primarily focused on providing all the nutrients in a simplistic form with the proper enzymes to make sure those nutrients are broken down and utilized within the body. I get people, as I'm sure you do as well, doctor, that say, well, I don't really need to do anything different because I take a great vitamin or a great mineral or a great blend of vitamins and minerals. Vitamins and or minerals cannot be utilized without specific enzymes within the body. So without those enzymes, often people's supplementation programs or products that they're taking or using, they're simply not doing any good. It's causing it to go right through the system, and that's what causes yellowing of the urine and what I refer to as expensive urine.
Well, you're absolutely right. There are certain water-soluble minerals, of course, and particularly B vitamins that will do that as well. But in many cases, you've got to have those enzymes in order to free up the processes where you can use at the cellular level all of those things you're mentioning. And they are vital. And granted, the body makes these. But as you pointed out earlier, because of our lifestyle and diets, many, many people are not able to produce a sufficient amount of enzymes to break these foods and these nutrients down so that they can be utilized by the cell. And that's really a shame. And unfortunately, most people don't hear about this. They're not being taught about it. And so what you're doing, Shan, in my opinion, is a great great thing to help educate people, and I believe educating people is empowering people, and empowered people can change their lives. Empowered people know enough information that they now are empowered to make changes that will make them healthier and help them live the lives that they want instead of some of the things that happen by default because of ignorance.
Well, as a conclusion on the enzyme topic, I think you would agree that anybody and everybody that eats cooked and or processed foods need to be taking a good supplemental form of enzymes. And again, that's where I feel very proud, and I don't think there's any other company out there that can even remotely touch the enzyme background that we have within our product. We have a product called Digestive Health that is and should be utilized and taken with every single meal that is cooked or processed. And I think you would agree with that, correct?
Oh, it's a fantastic product, Shan. I've been working with enzymes for 25 years, and I will agree. You've got a fabulous product there and very impressive with the ratios and how you put it together.
Well, I appreciate that, and the credit has to go to the formulation team. We've got just some fantastic people, and we've got some great products. You can learn more about those products, folks, again at corehealthproducts.com. And real quickly, Dr. Carpenter, before we close out the call, let's touch just real briefly on the probiotics, because I believe that is really up there with the enzymes in something that is needed on a daily basis, because we're seeing so many immunological factors, so many immune challenges, so many sicknesses and new strains that antibiotics aren't touching and those types of stories, when in reality are true and first line of defense against bacteria once it gets past the skin, once we breathe it in or eat it on a food, that first line and most important line of defense against that those bacteria is in fact the good bacteria or probiotics.
Well, you're exactly right, Shan, and most people don't realize this, but the average adult has over 4 pounds of these little microorganisms, mostly bacteria, in the intestinal tract. Now, it's kind of mind-boggling when you think about it, because you couldn't see a bacteria if you wanted to without a really good microscope, and yet there's over 4 pounds of these things in the average adult's intestine. And what happens is, as you drink water, for example, and other drinks that are what we call a positive ORP, they're oxidizing, they go in and they kill off a lot of the friendly bacteria. You add to that undigested food, which creates methane gas and other things that are caused by these other bacteria, and pretty soon you've got an environment that keeps killing off the good guys, and more bad guys, more and more unfriendly bacteria grow. And, of course, that adds to complications, which we would call allergies and autoimmune disorders and perforated situations in the GI tract, you know, like ulcers and colitis and, IBS and all those kinds of things. And it's all caused because of these little microorganisms getting out of balance. And so when you take a good probiotic, what you're really taking are various strains of those important, active, key, positive bacteria that the GI tract needs to keep in balance, to keep the others in check, and to keep the immune system strong and all of those other reactions taking place the way they're meant to. So one of the reasons I wanted to mention that is because the water, I have found, has a huge impact on the health of these probiotics and the bacteria in the GI tract. And so if you're taking probiotics and you're not drinking good water, it's kind of counterproductive to an extent. You have to take a lot more to maintain. So if you're drinking good water and you're taking probiotics, you'll actually see that the benefits are increased drastically, because now you're not killing them off with the drinks that you're taking in. So just kind of an interesting corollary there, Jim.
Well, I certainly agree with that. I know, as we're seeing more and more research supporting that, that when you balance that pH properly, that our probiotics are able to proliferate and grow more efficiently, improving our immune system. And I think that's also important for us to say, well, if that's the case, then we have to ask the question, do enzymes actually help reduce acidity? And real quickly, they do. That's a whole other factor and reason why I've taught for years and years that enzymes should be taken, because undigested food causes a putrefaction, which is an increase in acidity, and that increase in acidity eats away at those probiotics, weakening our immune system. So, again, it almost comes full circle from probiotics and back to enzymes. They go hand in hand, and that's why my digestive health product, Dr. Dave, is really one of the only products I've ever seen in the market that has all of your enzymes and probiotics in one product, rather than most companies will sell a digestive enzyme and a probiotic product completely separately. This, you get all of them in one, and it's way more than just one probiotic. People don't get tricked into thinking that Acidophilus or even Acidophilus and Reuteri, which are the two most common probiotics, are adequate. They're not. The body's made up of many different probiotics, Acidophilus and Reuteri and Bifidus and many different probiotics. And in the Digestive Health as well as the Core Health Pack, you get that wide array of all of your stabilized probiotics to boost that immune system, to increase the digestion, to reduce the acidity within that GI tract, within that gut. And that's really, as you were saying, Dr. Dave, that's where true health really begins.
Well, it is, Shannon. You said something there that I think you ought to just clarify for people. When you said you have stabilized probiotics, tell them what that actually means, because that is a very key concept and something that everyone needs to really understand.
It is. Stabilized probiotics, almost all the probiotics sold in the marketplace, When they sell you that probiotic or those probiotics, they always tell you, well, you've got to keep it in the refrigerator, because if you leave it out at room temperature or above, those probiotics, which are living, live bacteria, they're going to die. Well, my question has always been, if it can't live, heaven forbid, at room temperature, how in the world do they expect it to live, grow, colonize, proliferate internally at the heat and the acidity within the body throughout that entire GI tract? So all of my probiotics in the Core Health Pack and also in the Digestive Health, all probiotics that we ever use are stabilized, meaning that they do not have to be refrigerated. They are stable and what we refer to as pH activated. So they are activated at different points throughout that entire GI tract because those probiotics, the different probiotics, are used most importantly at different points. That's how we can show so much response to the lower GI infection problems that we get so often, women with yeast infections or irritable bowel syndrome or diverticulitis, colitis, any of those lower GI challenges must take a stabilized probiotic. Otherwise, they're just going to be denatured and killed way up in the upper GI before it even gets close to the lower GI. So that makes
one job.
You couldn't have said it any better, could you?
I couldn't have.
Well, Dr. Dave, I really appreciate your time. We're closing in on an hour here. I know that your time is valuable, and I appreciate it. I know the listeners appreciate it. As I've said, this call is recorded. It will be up on our website, if not later this evening, first thing in the morning, for people to refer different customers and clients. I would really appreciate you to refer friends and family to it. Send them an email or Facebook. You can find us on Facebook, which will make the call available on there as well at facebook.com/CoreHealthProducts. Any final words from you, Dr. Dave?
Well, I just appreciate the opportunity, Shan, that you've given me to spend a few minutes with you and just help educate people a little bit. That's really what I'm all about. And as I said earlier, an educated patient is an empowered patient. And you do a great job of educating, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate you inviting me to join you tonight.
Well, it is my pleasure, and I know you're too humble to say it. I will say that Dr. Dave is an author. He's got some great books out there. He's got some great articles. I know he does some monthly articles on various different topics, health and water and other products that are vitally important for people's health. So, Dr. Dave, if you want to give a website that they can go to see some of that stuff, that'd be great.
Well, we do have our own website for our Path to Health company, which is our clinic there in Idaho, and that is path-to-health.com. And you're welcome to go there and check out what we've got, and there are some articles and things there that might also help educate you. So, happy to help any of you, and look forward to talking to all of you again.
Well, I've certainly read the book that you wrote, and there's some phenomenal information in there. Folks, if you get a chance, get that book. You'll definitely be glad you did. And to close this out, I want to say that in honor of Dr. Dave doing this call for us tonight, anybody that places an order for the next 48 hours, we are going to offer free shipping on all shipments, all sizes, all products. You simply go to CoreHealthProducts.com. As you're going through the ordering process, in the coupon code, you simply type in Dr. Dave. That's just D-R-D-A-V-E. And when you do that, you'll get an automatic free shipping, and we'll get that out to you right away. But again, Dr. Dave, I appreciate this very much. Appreciate all the listeners. We had record numbers come out tonight. Look forward to seeing you more. I know we're going to see a lot of you in Vegas this coming week. We're doing a big event in Las Vegas. I know Dr. Dave's going to be there. I'm going to be there. Folks, My email address for anybody that needs or wants to give me an email with questions is Shan, S-H-A-N, Stratton, S-T-R-A-T-T-O-N, at yahoo.com, shanstratton at yahoo.com, or you can email directly on our website, corehealthproducts.com. You can find us on Facebook. Folks, I appreciate you being on the call. Dr. Dave, I appreciate you doing it. I look forward to doing it again sometime in the near future. God bless all of you. Have a great night, and we'll see you on the road.
Thank you, Shan.